All right, you heard the phone numbers. It's time to Just Ask Bob. 905-645-3200, pound 820 on the Bell Mobility. A contractor you can bring home to mom. Bobby tells it like he sees it. He tells the truth, and he'll tell it to you. You got a problem, you have an issue, a question about any kind of home renovation, something happening with your property, your house. If Bob doesn't know the answer, he will direct you to somebody who does. 905-645-3200, pound 820 on the Bell Mobility. And let's welcome him, Bobby Asadourian. RRInc.com is his website.
Oh, .ca.
Damn,
.ca.
I was on a roll. I had everything right.
You were almost perfect. How are you on this sunny, beautiful day?
Yeah, fantastic.
Today's gorgeous. Gorgeous out there.
RRInc.ca. And if you want to ask Bobby a question about anything with regard to renovators, maybe you're having a problem with a renovator. You know what? Bob will not be afraid to tell you what they're being honest about and what they're not being honest about.
Call it as I see it.
You betcha. And you can call him and see how he sees it. 905-645-3200, pound 820 on the Bell Mobility. Bob, we'll talk about the nice weather because this is going to affect people's homes and things they're going to be doing around their homes maybe as soon as this weekend. But before we get to that, quickly want to point you in the direction of SNGmagazine.com, silverandgoldmagazine.com, brand new March, April issue out. Bob has his own two-page spread. You can go to
SNGmagazine.com.
That's right. You can go there, and you can not only will you see his article for this month or this edition, but you will also be able to take a look at a video, and it's one of the segments that you've done for Cable 14 and for Hamilton Life, right?
I've never been this excited, except, you know, well, I wouldn't say excited. Cold feet on my wedding day, maybe excited for the birth of the boys. But no, it's a thrilling day because, I mean, I was wondering at some point when people start thinking I was a liar. I mean, since December of 09, I've been talking about these segments, these home improvement segments. Thank you to Linda Rourke from Cable 14's Hamilton Life. We finally have them. What the best one, my most favorite episode, my most favorite segment is video embedded in this month's Silver and Gold. It's the one we talked about many times here on air. Home improvement starts at your safety, security starts at your front door. It's sort of the reenactment of a home invasion / burglary where I'm showcasing a nice peeper, a safe, easy to use door viewer. No more chains. We've got the door guard. That's the one.
And I'm telling you right now, there are people spending bazillions of dollars and they're hiring security firms and they're putting cameras up and stuff like that. And Bob will give you nice, simple instructions on how to make your home more secure tomorrow. You can literally go out and buy this stuff and make your house more secure tomorrow without paying anybody to keep an eye on your video cameras.
It makes me laugh how much money they're spending on security monitoring for the home, for the alarm system.
Yeah.
They're spending all this money. Then, of course, they've got to unarm the alarm because, you can't open the door. There's no give there. It'll go off. So maybe it's not armed or they unarm it. They're, they're looking through this tiny little cheap viewer. They can't really see who it is. And they're thinking for a moment, hold on. They release the chain a little bit, so they let the door in a few inches so they can, stub their nose there and see who it is at that moment. What's a thief gonna do?
Bam.
Momentum. Grab at the door, pull it in a few inches, his shoulder it, break in. Ridiculous.
Check out the video. It is fascinating. Bobby actually breaks into a house to show you how easy it is and why you need to take up some
of his...
And
it was my first time.
Take up some of his tips on how to...
How
you can do security. Listen, I had a guy come to my house. Not only did he want to put in the whole security system and he was going to monitor it, but when I said no to that, what he said to me was, for $50, I'll sell you a sign. He was willing to sell me the sign so I could
But they're not allowed to, though.
I know.
No, I mean, they're not supposed to. That's very unethical.
Very unethical, but that's what we run into
out
there.
Now, if you went ahead with it, I mean, let's flip this to contracting. Probably wouldn't have took a check to the company's name. He would have asked for cash.
And you know what?
Company doesn't find out about that one.
I got $10 says he would have taken cash on this sign, too. Donna has a call. You can call and ask Bob. Just Ask Bob is the name of the segment. We're not going to be here long, so get your calls in. 905-645-3200, pound 820 on the Bell Mobility. Coming up, some news about Bobby's first-year anniversary show. It's going to be a hoot and a holler. But first, Donna wants to jump in, Bob. She's got a question about hardwood floors. How are you, Donna?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, Donna, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Yes, I'll be quick. Actually, I have two questions.
Take your time.
Okay, the flooring. I had some hardwood flooring laid last year. It was actually the contractor that laid it. I thought he did a good job, and I'm selling my home. A realtor came through, and when I got feedback, it was, so your floors are gaping, and I...
Okay, now was it? I'm assuming it was laminate.
No.
Oh, no, real solid 3/4-inch hardwood.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's interesting. You were pleased, you were happy. I mean, but this happens sometimes, a friend or relative, in this case a realtor, so somebody else sort of clued into you that it wasn't done right.
Well, I never heard of this. I mean, I'm...
She's calling it gaping?
Yeah.
What, is it spacing?
Yeah, can you actually see some of the gaps that she is now referring to?
Yeah, you can see a little dust going in there.
All right.
I never noticed it before.
Yeah,
and
it wasn't installed right. No, it's unfortunate.
No?
It wasn't installed right.
In a lot of cases, I know what happens is they haven't brought the hardwood in to get acclimatized.
Acclimate, yeah. Did he store the hardwood for about 10 to 15 days in your home within vicinity of the installation area for a few days?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he
yeah,
did? No, okay. He was smart. Knew what he was doing then. How long ago did you pay him to install it?
How long?
Yeah, I mean, roughly. Like, when was it installed? Over a year ago?
Oh, no. This was done in July.
Oh, okay. No, so the 1 year isn't over yet. I'm assuming his warranty was 1 year. That's typically a standard.
Warranty. He's a client of mine. I hope I'll have some warranty.
Oh, no. I hope so. I mean, have you, sort of take this to another loop. Have you contacted him? I mean, I'm curious. How's he addressing the warranty? Is he timely? Is he coming in? Or have you started that process yet?
As I said, he's a client, a good client. And I don't want to tell him that it's gaping and he's going to say that my imagination or something.
Oh, no. If he tells you it's your imagination, you have him call me at the office. No. It shouldn't be gaping. You know, it shouldn't be coming apart.
There should be no cracks.
Again, I'm going to assume, though, but I mean, again, I haven't met the fella or whatnot. I'm going to assume he's a good person. He's a respectful contractor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very sure then, again, he'll come. He'll look at it. It's his responsibility to repair it, to correct it, or to redo it. You know, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. If he doesn't follow up and do that, please definitely do contact me at the office. And, you know, I would like to try to help you out further with this.
Is it possible that there's such a thing as shrinkage in the wintertime?
Well, he was supposed to install it a quarter inch away from all perimeter walls. Do you know if he did that?
That I don't know. I didn't get... No, I was around, but I paid him. I didn't stick my nose into...
I understand. I mean, there is an issue at times. If the home's got excessive humidity or, you know, temperature variations, there can be issues. But all of those are usually solved by keeping the product in the home for, you know, 10 to 15 days before it's installed because it acclimates to the temperature of the surrounding area.
I think the point Donna wants to get to here is, could we see the gaping or gapping close up when we get into the summer?
Well, it just seems it depends. Though I mean, there's a small chance. There's a small chance it might, but again, there's a chance it won't because it's very curious. Now, this could be an incorrect installation, or it could be simply that it didn't acclimate properly, or the home could even have excessive humidity. How's the humidity in the home? Is it normal? I mean, do you have condensation, sweating on the windows throughout the winter?
No. I got new windows, too. I did a major renovation last year.
Yeah, I mean, so see what
sweating.
He says first. I mean, he might simply, you know, it may be installed incorrectly. He may adjust it. It may have something to do with the temperature of the home. But, you know, even give it a few weeks or some time. How long ago did it start to leave the gapping? Was it right from the get-go?
No, that's just it. I never noticed it until last week. I had a realtor come through.
Your realtor pointed it out to you, she pointed it out to you and you could see it, do you recall, was it that way from the get-go?
Not that I can recall.
That you recall, okay. So it's something that happened over a while. It could be temperature changes, but, you know, that's more common with laminate. I have to be honest with you, solid 3/4 inch hardwood, that's not common. Laminate, you actually have to leave the gap around the perimeter. And again, if it's not installed properly, they can unclick, they can come apart, they're cheaper quality. Real 3/4 inch hardwood
should not
have this problem, period. What your contractor tells you. Give him the benefit of the doubt. Have him address it.
I'm going to tell him I called a radio show. He'll love that.
You can always follow up with me. There's never a charge.
With
I'm
Bobby.
Always excited to follow up.
RRinc.ca. You can catch up with Bobby there if you want to follow.
Now, you had a part two, though, or do you have a...
I do have a part two.
Yeah, throw it at me. I'll see what
I
can do.
It's totally different. I also put in granite. And
countertop, okay.
And it's not lustrous. It's really dull, and it takes on like a life of its own. It doesn't look like what I thought I paid for in the showroom.
Oh, how long has it been on? How long since the installation?
Same thing. I did everything last year.
Okay, now did they explain to you that I believe the true granite, it is porous somewhat. It must be sealed yearly. Did they spec that out to you?
No, they didn't. No, as a matter of fact, the granite company, which I will remain nameless, I would never ever, ever have them back. They damaged my walls.
Rental gone wrong, possibly, yeah. Again, though, number one, give them the benefit of the doubt. Number one, give them the benefit of the doubt. Contact them. Have them come in. It's still warranty period. ask them to fix it up, correct it, luster it, buff it, do what's required. If they don't, and if they, you know, they're not nice to you or whatnot, I mean, either way, follow up with me at the office, and I'll get you some, definite specs on the granite and what's required to maintain it. Yeah. And again, if there's real issues, I can even come down and take a peek at it myself. We'll definitely follow this one up.
And if they don't respond and help you out with your problem, then you call back and we will name them on the radio, all right?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Thank you, Donna, for your call.
Donna, thanks so much.
Follow up. RRinc.ca is Bobby's website if you want to catch up with him. Bobby, we got another call here. Jane wants to get in. Floors seem to be popular today. 905-645-3200. #820 on the Bell Mobility. Questions, comments, concerns regarding contracting or a project that you're involved in, 905-645-3200, #820. Jane from Hamilton, how are you?
I'm fine, guys. How you doing?
Good, good. Thank you, Jane, for calling.
Thank you. My question is that we did the hardwood floors years ago, and they're beautiful. I have no problem with that.
A real three-quarter or laminate?
Laminate.
Laminate, okay.
Yeah, and they're beautiful, so I got no problem with that. My kitchen floor, the people that owned the house prior to us were extremely stupid. They put floor on top of floor on top of floor.
It happens. Yeah.
I've got five floors on.
Now, five floors, I'm assuming they're all sheet vinyl or whatnot, right?
Yeah, very cheap.
Yeah, right over, right. Yeah, that's common in Hamilton. Yeah.
And it's my question, though, is a simple question. When it's all pulled up, do I have to put a new base floor down?
A new subfloor?
A new subfloor, yes. Indeed, what you need to do is all of those, you know, all of those layers upon layers of sheet vinyl, you'll always find most often there's a very thin quarter-inch layer of plywood over it. Don't confuse that with the subfloor. How old is your home, approximately?
Approximately 35.
Okay, you'll have possibly boards or plywood there, but you'll always know what the original subfloor is. You leave that one. There's absolutely no need to remove that one unless, I mean, it's water damage or whatnot, but I doubt it. So just simply pull up the first layer of plastic, linoleum, whatnot, pull up the quarter inch with it. Most often it'll come up together, get all that junk off.
On top. What I mean, like they have the cheap floor on top of the cheap floor. They never put...
Oh, they never put a quarter inch? Okay.
No.
Well, no, get all of that off. Get right to the original subfloor. Then you want to start at that point. And here's the question, which will determine it. What's your new floor going to be? What are you putting down?
I don't know yet. Something, I just wanted something nice.
Well, I'll give you...
I even asked somebody, and I know this is going to sound stupid, and I apologize.
Oh, no, no.
The peel and strips where you just got to put it on.
Yeah, the peel and stick.
Oh,
tiles.
Yeah,
I've
no
used
problem.
Those before.
Yeah,
they can be excellent.
Yeah, I'll give you the scenario for the peel and stick. Very easy. Get right down the original subfloor. As soon as you're at the original subfloor, grab screws, 2-inch screws. Follow the joist. You know, screw everything in tight.
Yes.
Clean it up. Make it nice. Then at that point, all you need, very affordable and easy, quarter-inch smooth underlay plywood. They'll tell you at the big box store which one it is because you tell them you're doing peel and stick.
Yeah.
Then you've got to shoot that stuff down with the air gun with the nails.
Okay.
You know, finish up the joints, make it nice, sweep it beautiful, nice. Go on ahead and peel and stick over it.
Because the cheap to do with the peel and stick, it's not going to
cost. Oh, no, it's affordable. I mean, but there's good and bad. Don't buy the cheapest one out there.
Oh, no.
You don't have to buy the most expensive either, but it'll benefit you to buy at least a mid-range.
Absolutely. Okay. And the other thing is the beauty of the peel and stick is that you can change your floor as often as you want, and you're not out a million bucks.
It's so not a big
Jane,
deal.
Jane, we've got a couple other callers on the line.
I just wanted to know.
Oh, yeah, Jane, and continue with me anytime at the website at my office, anytime.
RRinc.ca. Thank you, Jane. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. Tony's on the hook. He wants to talk roofing and ventilation, and then June, she has a sidewalk issue and a French drain. We're going international, apparently, in our next segment. Just Ask Bob, 905-645-3200, #820 on the Bell Mobility. Back with more in 2 minutes on Talk 820. It's time to Just Ask Bob, Bobby Asadurian, RRinc.ca. If you don't get your question through today, you follow up with that website. You can email him your question. You can get more information. You can find the links to his videos that show some great do-it-yourself stuff. 905-645-3200, #820 on the Bell Mobility. Tony is first up. Thank you so much for holding, Tony. And you have a question about roofing and ventilation?
Yeah, thanks for keeping me on. How you doing, guys? The roof, I've heard several different opinions on. Hello?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm sorry, you're too quiet.
that's not usual.
Yeah, I know. I've listened to you guys. The roof. I've heard several opinions on. I need to get my roof done probably this summer.
Okay.
Okay. And several different opinions where I can leave the first layer on, go over it, and then in 20 years, let the next guy worry about it.
That's minimum code. That's minimum. But I don't recommend it because your shingles may not last. Shingles are all rated, obviously, 20-year shingle, 30, and so on.
Yes.
The ideal, the optimum conditions for your shingles to last, according to what the package says, is going direct on the roof deck. So, I mean, they won't last. You will not get, I mean, you're paying the same labor. The contractor, you can't tell your contractor, you know, these won't last 20 years. Can I pay you half or less? So, you know, ideal condition, you want to strip it.
Okay, all right. The other one is...
ventilation.
The ventilation. I just had my energy audit done.
Good for you.
Yeah, and...
smart.
I got a good rating on it, so it wasn't bad.
Good.
I was up in the attic, and they got the channels in there because it had been blown in from before, and the channels going down to the vent.
Yes.
Right, and I'm just wondering for extra ventilation. I'm not sure if that's enough. I don't know, but because I don't know if there's enough of them there. Can I go into the side of the where the aluminum siding goes up to the pitch
at the gable?
You call it the gable?
Yeah, you can put a gable vent in, but what I really, really like is the wind turbine vents. I mean, they're not expensive, $70, $75. Put maybe two of those on the roof. You know, no power, nothing required, stainless steel ball bearings. They'll spin. They'll really take the heat out in the summer. They work very, very well.
Oh, the turbines?
Yeah, they work very well. Other than that, though, tell your roofer to maximize the vents. Forget about the OBC, the Ontario Building Code. If your roofer says by code you need four vents, say, hey, put six in.
Okay, yeah, because I put a turbine in last summer.
Okay.
And it works great. It's like it's always running, like on a motor.
Oh, no, they're amazing. Is it a quiet one?
Yeah,
they're amazing. They're amazing.
Yeah,
You can't have too much ventilation. Ventilation is important. Stick to one deck, one layer of shingles on the deck. You're going to be fine.
Okay, thanks for your help, guys.
Hey, yep. Tony, thank you. Thanks for calling. And we got to get to the next call. If you'd like to jump on here, and I just did that. I'm not even sure what I did there. But I'll bring June on. She is going to be our next questioner. It's Just Ask Bob, 905-645-3200, #820 on the Bell Mobility. June, thank you for holding. And Bobby Asadurian is at your service.
How are you, June?
Fairly fine. And you?
Good. Thank you for calling today.
Yes. Well, thank you for taking the call. I've lived in the same place in old downtown Dundas for over 60 years, and I'm getting too old to chip the ice every winter. And over the years, the trades have dug up the boulders in Dundas, and eventually the soil has sunk. So the garden soil is above the sidewalk.
Okay.
And the water lays there every winter and freezes and thaws. And I have picked up at various home shows outfits that say they can pump.
Inject and pump and raise the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Okay. I've had the opportunity to see that done once, only one. Again, I don't specialize in this. Mm-hmm. I'll do what I can. You can phone or email me at the office. I can get you some leads. But it seemed to be successful. They bore a series of holes. They have a process to inject that somehow raises the concrete up.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely, extremely affordable, you know, compared as opposed to ripping it out and doing it over again.
Right.
Do you have email access?
No, I don't.
Oh, please, let me give you my office line.
Okay.
905, mm-hmm.
289-649-0196.
Yes, please, definitely contact me. I may even pay you a trip out to have a look at it, and I'll see about getting a referral or one of these companies that specialize in it. And again, I mean, it's just a quote, no cost to you, no obligation to you. You know, research it all and, you know, pros and cons, how much more would it cost to pour new concrete? And, you know, when the day's said and done, you'll be able to make a good decision on it.
Well, I will still have the runoff because it runs, it's on a grade, and I get the runoff from other people's property as well as my
Your
own.
Neighboring properties are higher.
Well, it's on a grade.
Yeah. No, when I look at it, I'll be able to give you some suggestions, possibly some weeping tiles, some piping that can go in to get this water to get away.
Okay.
June, thank you so much, June.
June, you follow up with
Definitely.
Bobby with
Please
the call,
do
but
phone
you
me.
Also stay tuned because we have somebody coming on here who may have a comment about lifting concrete, maybe some experience with it. So
we will
pick up with Terry here. 905-645-3200, #820 on the Bell Mobility. It's Just Ask Bob. What do you want to say, Terry?
Well, last year we had our driveway and walkway to the front door lifted by a company who specializes in doing that kind of thing.
Right.
Okay.
And we put some weeping tile down beside the one side of the driveway because the one neighbor, she likes to water the heck out of her lawn.
And she's higher or equal or higher?
The lawn sunk about 6 inches and all the water was going under the concrete and lifting it.
Okay.
So we had this company come in. They drill some holes in the driveway and that, and then put like a slurry underneath till it gets level. And it was done 2 years ago now.
So how did it work?
Were you satisfied?
It worked beautiful, and it's
excellent.
Still level.
Do me a favor. Please do me a favor. I want to make comparison with the other gentleman, or I'll find out the information from my past customer. Could you please email or phone me into the office? Just send that separate from the show. Send me the contact information of who did it for you, because
okay.
Nothing means more to me than a satisfied customer. If I'm going to refer out this company, I would love using them, knowing that obviously you must be really happy to call the show and recommend that you're
Absolutely.
Satisfied. Please send that into my office, and I'll use that. So you're helping me to help the nice lady from Dundas.
Yeah, and can you repeat your email address?
Yes, yes. The email address is email@triplerinc.ca.
triplerinc.ca.
Well, that's the website.
Yeah, but if you can go there.
Oh, yeah,
and
just
hit
contact. go to my website and email me from inside my website. There's the contact
okay.
page.
Thanks, Terry. Appreciate
Thank you
your
so
help,
much.
And we appreciate you following up. That's what we're here to do, is help people. It's obviously not about Bobby getting business for himself. It's about him helping other people.
I want to help people
connection.
That help themselves.
Absolutely, and we want you to help Bobby. He wants to do a do-it-yourself show with Cable 14. He needs supporters. He needs Just Ask Bob fans to email Cable 14, Linda Rourke at Cable 14. We're trying to convince them to give you a half-hour show once a week where you can continue to do
it's
this.
It's very work. Important. I ask everybody. I do a shout-out all across Hamilton and surrounding communities, customers, friends, business associates, everybody. Tune into my website. I have 8 home improvement segment shows with Cable 14. Send your comments. Send your support. Send it all to Linda Rourke, Cable 14, Hamilton Life. Tell them you want more of Just Ask Bob. I am going to turn these 5-minute segments into a real half an hour show where I promise to empower everybody with the knowledge required to get up off the couch, attack the to-do list your wives are drafting for you every night. We're going to make everybody in Hamilton a pro at do-it-yourself work.
So you can follow up with Linda Rourke at Cable 14. You can follow Bobby at triplerinc.ca. That's his website. Go to sngmagazine.com, his latest column, an embedded video there on security. And coming up on March the 18th, we're almost out of time, Bob, March the 18th.
Yes, March the 18th.
A very special show.
Very special day. 1-year premiere for my show. 1-year premiere for my book, Contract You Bring Home to Mom. We are having here on Astro Media, Zonu Talk Station, Hamilton's Zonu Talk Station, 8:20 a.m. We're having 2 guests. We're having Miss Jocelyn Gagne, and we're also having Jocelyn Gagne is of the March of Dimes Canada, and we're also having Trevor Bouchard, co-author of my book. We're doing a check handing over presentation. We're going to be handing over them over to them the proceeds of the book for the last year's worth of sales.
Raised a ton of money for March of Dimes. The book, you can get it in local bookstores. A Contractor You Can Bring Home to Mom. If you go out and buy it in the next week and a half or so, part of the money will go into that March of Dimes check we're going to present on March 18th. Just Ask Bob. Thank you, Bobby Asadurian.
Thank you, Hamilton.
triplerinc.ca is his website. We're coming right back with the news next. Talk 820 Time, 12:59.